It is a spray on radiant barrier that you can spray on the underside of your attic. And they claim in this article that it basically, let's see here, it says that it reflects, it says that it's got a low emissivity of 0.32, which means that 68% of the radiant energy is reflected back. Okay, I've got a column on AskTheBuilder.com about radiant barriers. And the thing you need to understand about radiant barriers, this one's being applied directly to the underside of the roof. And the problem is that'll work great in the summertime. But the problem is that you have to, there's still, the jury's still out with some of these roofing manufacturers because that heat has a tendency to cook, reflect back and kind of cook the shingles, which is not a great thing for your roof. So this is a secondary effect type thing. Also, when these radiant barrier products get dusty, their effectiveness is reduced. So what will happen is the underside, the side of the barrier that you see in the attic will eventually get dusty, and it will reduce how well it will work for your home in the wintertime. So don't just jump into these products. You have to really research them. There is a new radiant barrier product. I have inside information on this. I really can't talk about it too much. But there's this revolutionary one that is right about to be announced. I was in on the development of it, and we're actually going to start testing it at my home here very soon. If this thing works like I think it's going to work, it's going to revolutionize the market. So stay tuned for that. I'm hoping that I'll have some announcement about that in the next 2 weeks. So this is really going to be a revolutionary product. Now, this is something that will work. Now, I don't get any I'm not involved financially in this company at all. It's just that I know the inventor. So, you know, he and I have been talking about it, and I've been helping him on the development.